The prayer for Easter Day. God of glory, by the raising of your Son, you have broken the chains of death and hell. Fill your church with faith and hope, for a new day has dawned, and the way to life stands open. In our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. On the first day of the week, at early dawn, the women who had accompanied Jesus came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find a body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered Jesus' words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them, who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them like an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. This is the Gospel of the Lord. So around the church, as well as the beautiful flowers that are on display, there are five items that are not particularly well hidden. If I have some volunteers to see if they can find these items. There's a glasses case. Make sure it doesn't belong to somebody in the pew when you pick it up. My one is nowhere near anybody. There's a black water bottle. There's a biscuit tin. There's a box of celebrations and a box of Lego. So any volunteers to have a little hunt around the church? See if we can find these items. Like I say, box of Lego, glasses case, water bottle, box of celebrations. If you put your hand up, just go. Just go and have a look. See if you can find those five items. Like I say, make sure the glasses case doesn't belong to someone. Perfect, we've got one. We've got two.
I found an Easter egg.
Oh, no, that stays there. That stays there for later. Good spotting though. We got three. So we've got a biscuit tin and we've got a box of Lego. And we've got the biscuit tin coming forward. We've got the water bottle. Excellent. Nicely done. One more to find. It's a little box of Lego. It's somewhere at the very back corner of the church. I may have hidden that slightly too well. I think it's blending into other things that are down there. Like the jigsaws, maybe. It's a very small box. I'm hoping it's still there. I feel like I might need to go down and give them some help. Oh, they're walking that way now. Hopefully they might find it. Oh. Here we come, we're running. No, not with that. Hey, we've got all five items. Excellent. Marvellous. So, open the water bottle for me. What's inside?
Air
and particles. What most of us here would probably go, nothing. So we're going, what's in your biscuit tin? What's in the biscuit tin? Can you get it open? Do you want a hand? Here we go. Oh, shall I hold your pitcher as well? I'll hold your pitcher as well. Can you manage to get the lid off? Oh, what's in there?
Nothing.
There's nothing in there. We have an empty biscuit tin. That's a bit rubbish. Do you want your pitcher back? We haven't got enough hands here. I'll tell you what, I'll put the lid back in. There you go. Can you hold that for me again? Perfect. Ace. What have we got in the glasses case?
Nothing
in the glasses case. What have we got in the Lego box?
Lego!
What's in there?
Empty package.
An empty package. There's nothing in there. What's in the celebrations box? There's no sweets at all. Are you sure? There's nothing in there at all.
How dare they?
It's just full of empty wrappers. There's nothing. Can't tell you who ate those. So we've got five items, and they're all empty. They're full of air and particles and empty wrappers, but there's no biscuits, no glasses, no Lego, no sweets, disappointing, and no drink either. But that's exactly what Mary found when she went to the tomb. She expected there to be a body, she expected Jesus to be in there, but when she got there, he wasn't. All she found was nothing, a bit like what we've got here with these five items. Brilliant. Thank you for your help. Do you want to put them just on that front pew there for me? Brilliant. Thank you so much. It can be really disappointing when you go to the biscuit tin and there's no biscuits. When you reach for that drink that you made to discover that you've actually drunk it already and there's nothing left in there. Or you reach for the sweets, particularly at Christmas, and you put your hand in the box or the tub and it's full of wrappers, or there's nothing in there, or it's just the bounty or the coffee, which nobody eats anyway, so it may as well be empty with that. But empty was not what the women were expecting that morning when they went to where Jesus had been laid. They were not expecting to find that big, large stone rolled away and Jesus no longer be there. I wonder how they felt as they peered around the edge of that stone, looking into the tomb, but finding nothing. I wonder how they felt when they saw two men appear from nowhere and stood next to them, shining so bright it was dazzling. I wonder how they felt when the two men reminded them about all that Jesus had said about his death and resurrection, and how they remembered those words. I wonder how they felt when they burst into the room where the disciples had gathered to tell them of all that they had found or not found. I wonder how they felt when the disciples did not believe them and all that they had seen and heard. I wonder what you and I might have done on that first Easter day if we had been the first ones to be told and to see that Jesus was no longer in the tomb but had risen. Would we be looking for something where there was nothing? The confusion, the disappointment of finding nothing when you're expecting something. And we gathered here today, we know the Easter story is one of good news, of great news, of extraordinary news. It's not an idle tale, as Luke describes the women's story. The idle tale was good news, that the tomb was in fact empty and Jesus wasn't there. The idle tale was great news because the women remembered what Jesus had said about his death and resurrection. The idle tale was extraordinary news that made them burst into a room where the disciples were to tell them all that had happened. In Luke's account, which we heard, no one actually sees Jesus to begin with. It's just that his body is no longer there, and the massive stone in front of the tomb is now gone. Even Peter was amazed with what he saw. And yet this idle tale was in fact a reality. As Jesus starts to greet people and show himself in his risen body to the disciples and to others. By Jesus dying on the cross, the world was brought back to a place where there was no separation between us and God. We're no longer separated from God, but we're able to be with them. But more than that, we're able to be seen as children of theirs, as part of their family. And if we think back for a moment to the stories of Jesus we know, Jesus was never where everyone thought he should be. He wasn't with the religious leaders or the Pharisees. He wasn't in the temples or the synagogues. He was always with those who needed him. The sick, the poor, those who were in need of God's love. The women and the disciples were looking in the wrong place for Jesus that morning. And I wonder, do we sometimes do the same thing and miss out on seeing God's love at work in us and through us? Do we look for Jesus in the places that we expect him to be, but we fail to see him in the places where he actually is? As we move through this joyous Easter season, let us rejoice in the good news of his resurrection, the great news of the fact that he is with us, and the extraordinary news of God's love for each one of us. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Jesus Christ, who out of defeat brings new hope and a new future, fill you with his new life, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you this Easter day and with all those whom you love, now and always. Amen. Amen. Go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia.